2018 marks 150 years since the first immigration of Japanese to the Kingdom of Hawaii. It was the start of what remains a special relationship between Japan and Hawaii. In recent years, Japan's government has sponsored an outreach program called Walk in U.S., Talk in Japan. Ichiro Fujisaki led this year's delegation to Hawaii. He's a retired diplomat whose service includes 4 years as the ambassador of Japan to the United States starting in 2008. He talked with HBR's news director Bill Dorman about the unique affinity between Japan and Hawaii and this current government program.
That's an idea started by the Japanese Prime Minister's office. It's to go to cities in the United States other than Washington and New York and meet people. This is, the fourth time or fifth time that I've led the team. Usually many young people, and we try to show modern Japan. It's not always the gray suit gentlemen clad and talk seriously, but they use PowerPoints and talk cheerfully and try to communicate directly to people in the United States, not only in big cities, but other cities as well.
And Hawaii, certainly, there is a special relationship between Japan and Hawaii. What's your thoughts on that?
Yes, there's only 1.4 million population, but 1.5 million Japanese tourists every year. So Japan is really contributing to this economy through tourism services. And a lot of Japanese Americans, Okinawans, Hiroshimans, and other people here who have a strong affinity with Japan.
What do you think is behind the degree of affinity between Japan and Hawaii in particular?
I think one's geography, a lot of Japanese come here as tourists, and also I think because these people in Hawaii has strong attachment to homeland in Japan, more than those Japanese Americans in mainland United States. So I think the bond is strong, very much strong. And for example, in summer you see bond dance, you have New Year's party as well, and lots of things going on. And I was told by my new consul general, he arrived only 3 months ago, but he's going to New Year's party of all these prefectural meetings regularly, almost every day.
And you yourself have some personal ties with your family to Hawaii.
Yes, the first one was my great-grandfather. He was a consul general in Meiji era, which is over 100 years ago, in the late 19th century. And my...
To the Kingdom of Hawaii.
Yes, and to the... And my grandfather also was a vice consul here. And then my brother-in-law was consul general about 25 years ago. So I was not good enough to be assigned here, but I really have a strong attachment personally as well. And when I was ambassador in Washington, D.C., I received emperor and empress here in Honolulu. So that was a very strong impression on me. And when I was Director General of North America, I frequented to Honolulu to discuss security issues with Sinkback people here as well.
Speaking of those security issues, and I realize that this is something that you have looked at very closely over years, the incidents in the Korean Peninsula and related to that, I'm thinking of most recently the false alarm on the missile attack in Hawaii. What impact do you think in terms of Japanese visitors, Japanese would-be visitors, that has had or may have?
I think two or three points. One, on North Korea, the Japanese and Americans have always been taking the very similar position, saying that this is the time to put pressure on sanction, and also saying that all the options are on the table, suggesting that there could be military option as well. And I think that has led, finally, North Korea to move, and now coming to say that they are coming to Pyeongchang Olympic Games. I think so we are on the right track in that. Some people say that we should not curse North Koreans, but without these, they didn't move. So I think we are on the right track. That's point one. Point two, false alarm. I have heard about it. Those things would happen, but I don't think that would affect Japanese tourists, because that could happen in anywhere, in Japan as well. There was some broadcasting of false alarm as well, and I think Japanese tourists like Hawaii, and if possible, a lot of people have wished to come to Hawaii. When I was young, to come to Hawaii was like a dream, and people would, those who would won the championship in quiz on television, or those baseball players, or those would come to Hawaii and people envied about it.
We're still available for baseball training. Mr. Ambassador, anything else that you would like to add?
I think Hawaiians have been a very good friend to Japan, and I think it'll continue. Japan attaches very much importance on that, and it has been the gateway to the United States, the most important country in the world. And I think because you are here in Hawaii, I think we could put our sort of reassurance on the U.S. Strategy, military presence in Asia Pacific. We need that. Hawaii, Guam, and in Japan as well. And that has been the deterrence. And in the view of the security situation, I think we should fortify that. And we are very glad that Mr. Obama, as well as Mr. Trump, these U.S. presidents have been taking that attitude.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for this interview.
That was retired Japanese ambassador to the United States, Ichiro Fujisaki, whose family ties date back to the Meiji period and the Hawaiian Kingdom. He spoke with HPR's Bill Dorman while visiting the islands as part of the Japan government's Walk in U.S., Talk in Japan program.